Why we come back with Santana? Well, for 40 years and as many albums later, Santana has sold more than 90 million records and reached more than 100 million fans at concerts worldwide, and managed to find time, Carlos Santana, to talk to us. Here he is!
Legend!
Hello!
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
We are so good, and thanks for calling in. You're a legend. Obviously, it's a pleasure to get to talk to you.
Whenever you're in Los Angeles, you always have an open door policy. You just come in anytime you want, okay?
Oh, you're both very gracious. Thank you so much.
Do you still play violin?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I said you started playing violin before the guitar, and I wondered if like there, you had still the ability to pick up the old bow and rosin it up.
Oh, I'm sure he knows how still.
Like a little break into a little, like, you know... Devil Went Down to Georgia sometime as a cover song. That'd be awesome.
Well, I still use the principles of the violin because, you know, the one thing that makes music memorable is the melody. And when everybody's going up and down, which we call staccato, really choppy, and the violin goes legato, which is like is the rainbow with the bow and long notes. There's a rainbow when you see a bunch, you know, so counter motion. So whenever I want to play something in the studio or live that I want it to be memorable, I think of what I would do or what my dad would do when he was playing the violin. And so you come up with a different kind of long elongated lines, because those are the ones that elongated melodies is like getting a full on soulful hug.
Oh God, that sounds fantastic.
Now, when you listen to music, or the other musicians, I mean the young up and comers, is there anybody that you could look at and say that you could see your influence on that artist?
No, I don't. You know, maybe a little bit Prince, because he mentions my name a lot. But the young ones today, you know, I'm grateful that I'm seeing more and more. Young little brothers listening to Buddy Guy and B.B. King, the same ones that I listen to, because one thing that I have in common with Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, and Jeff Beck is that we all grew up listening to Otis Rush and Buddy Guy, and even Jimi Hendrix, you know, we all listen to the guys from Chicago or Memphis. That's who we got our, it's a language, our vocabulary from Chicago and the Mississippi, including Elvis Presley, who grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi. You know, he got his language and his the way his body language, the way he moved and articulated from black folk. Hello?
Yeah, now, I have a question for you, Carlos.
he's like, hello?
I didn't know if your phone cut out. I didn't know if your phone cut out, and I certainly didn't want to interrupt you because you're fascinating to listen to, but... You do have a show that's coming up at the House of Blues in Las Vegas. And when I was reading about this, because for people who, you know, want to go to a Carlos Santana show, this isn't like, oh, you get tickets and you're way far away. This is one of those things where you can actually be within a few feet of where you're actually performing, right?
Yes, it's very, very intimate, quite quaint. And I call it a laboratory because we get to try out every night new things. You know, yes, we play... the songs that people came to hear, because that's when they discover having cookies in the back of a seat of a car or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
All of that, you know. But we also are grateful because we get to try out new things in front of them. There's something really beautiful about the discovering constantly innocence. Like innocence is one way to describe innocence for me is first time ever, everything.
Wow.
Carlos Santana's on the phone with us. He's going to be at the House of Blues, Las Vegas, September 11th through February 1st. Also at the Andre Agassi College Preparatory Academy, in which you're donating, a surprise donation of instruments and music for the kids, as far as like you giving back. And like you said, you're talking about the young brothers listening to the good guitars that you guys used to listen to all the time, that your influence is like you're making sure that they're introduced to the right music to make great music, right?
Yes, you know, I think if we would teach two new curriculums from the Board of Education, one would be spiritual manners for men and women, and also music from a different point. I think that people would be better human beings if you teach music not from the point of the mechanical point, but let me give you an example of what I mean, real music. If I was a teacher of music, I would say, put the guitar down, put the drums down, put everything down, just look at me. I'm going to time you, and in 30 seconds, I want you to make yourself get chills 7 times. Go. Because we're in the business, if that's what you want to call it, of giving people chills.
Right.
We're in the business of rearranging molecular structure on people. They cry, they don't know why, they dance, they become spiritually aroused, you know? So music is that medium that makes human beings step out of the cage like a hamster, and you want to, you desire and you aspire do something different with courage and joy.
That is so true, Carlos. It's like when you watch any of these American Idol, America's Got Talent, whatever it is, and somebody gets up on stage and sings, it's almost like if they could be good, but if you don't give me goosebumps, it's not as good as I know it can be. So when somebody gives you goosebumps, obviously you know that they're good and they're moving
you. That's so true about music. Thank you so much, Carlos Santana, for even calling up and being on the show. Like I said, if you're ever in Los Angeles, stop on in. It's an open door for you, buddy, okay?
Family. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos Santana at House of Blues, Las Vegas, September 11th through February 1st. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.